This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music.
Here we got Townsend, who I just to let you guys know, Townsend's been on before. She actually wore, sent her a jersey, right? She wore it.
Absolutely.
We're getting new merch made, Townsend.
No kidding.
Our show name changed to a permanent name now, the permanent name, FM 2.0 Forever Music. When we get merch, I'm sending it to you.
Don't play. I will post it again. Listen, that football jersey has made many appearances around
Arkansas. I know. So that's why we're going to get you merch.
That's awesome.
Because you will wear it.
I will wear it 100%. I wore the football jersey this Halloween. Absolutely. I just said I was a football player.
Deeds of Nashville football team.
That's it. Yeah. I just had to explain what the team was. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be FM 2.0 stuff. So we'll get it to you. There'll be picks. And what's a favorite thing you like to wear? Is it shirts, jerseys? Like, if you were a merch person, what sells the most of your stuff? Shirts, hats, picks.
You beeped out, so I'm not sure if you asked me a question.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I said when you sell merch, what usually is the most popular thing that people want?
Ooh, hats go really fast.
Hats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Then they have to fit well. If they're like a weird fitting
hat.
Yeah. Seems like people like the trucker hat right now.
All right. There you go, Dean. Gonna make some FM 2.0 trucker hats.
Y'all are going all out, huh?
Oh yeah, we're
okay. I love it. I'm all for it. Now.
Well, Dean Stormy, I had messaged Townsend because she had new music out, and then I forgot to put it in the calendar, and she missed a gig, and I forgot to put it in the calendar. I felt so bad. And I thought, and then Towns was like, well, now I'm getting really busy now. And I'm like, oh God, now she's mad at me. She's boring me.
I'm prideful to say, I don't really get mad. Mad is not one of my emotions. It happens. Stuff happens all the time.
Right. So yeah. I was like,
it was totally a mistake. I really did get crazy busy. That's all we had to book so far out. But busy is blessed in the music industry. So that's a good thing.
Well, your music that you've been working on, you just keep getting better.
Oh, thank you so much.
Which is what you want to get.
Right.
Your Broken EP, and I love too, I don't know if you saw this, but she put a big capital letters okay in the word broken.
As if to
say, I was broken, but I'm okay.
Right? I love that.
That is what that means. Yes.
I mean, that's a t-shirt right there.
That's what I'm saying. That's a merch item.
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I titled it that because all the songs, and I kind of go into this on my website and things like that. And a lot of people that I did a Kickstarter, just hoping to get people involved and more interested in the project. And the whole thing behind it was talking about why I did it. And it just talked about how the past several years of my life have been just evolving into the Townsend I am today, overcoming a lot of things that had happened back in the day, which Don, you and I talked about last time I was on here, but just a lot of things that had happened. My best friend and drummer had passed away. I stepped away from music. And so writing about the experience on the other side of grief, like figuring out myself and figuring out love and relationships and loving myself and other people again. And so it's really cool to compare the CD I wrote in 2018, where it's like grief and just like that dark place, versus 2023, where I'm talking about, you know what, the trauma's still with me. I'm still broken, but I'm okay.
Wow, that's powerful.
Powerful. The way she did it is the lowercase BR, capital OK, lowercase EN. I thought that was genius.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about this project. It sounds different than anything I've done before, which is always really cool.
Right. I'm glad you noticed it too, Stormy. The design there. That's cool.
Yeah. So, can you hear me okay? I lost my earbuds there.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I can hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
So let me do this. I want to play a little bit of Let's Sneak Out.
Okay.
What's that going back at me right now? Is that me? I hear like an echo going on.
That was me. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Jeez. You're fine.
I'm going to mute.
I just wish it wasn't. I was not sure. Oh, the cats.
Cats.
Oh, yeah. Her cats will dominate at some point.
Here, right? I had to put mine. I got a kitten. I didn't plan on having animals because I do music. I travel, but somehow I ended up with a dog and a cat. And so they got booted because they tend to be right here at all times.
Yes.
We ended up with six dogs. We didn't plan to have six dogs, but we ended up with six dogs.
They just happen.
They do happen.
Yeah, they adopted me. They just ended up here.
Exactly. That's what happened. So let me play a little bit of this song. What I have to do is just put everything on mute here to play the music. This is Let's Sneak Out. I think this is, you know, this kicks off what you expect to hear on Broken. This is awesome. So good on a Martin, which I love Martin guitars. I've got one myself.
That is a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that one.
Has anybody ever told you, I don't know if it was just the camera angles on that. Has anybody ever told you resemble Jodie Foster?
I've never gotten that before.
You actually, that's a great observation.
I'm watching that video going, wait a minute.
Okay. I'm going to have to Google that after this and compare a little bit. It's been a long time since I've seen that face.
Well, definitely a younger, you know, pull up the younger Jodie Foster. Okay. But
I'm going to put that. That's on my to-do list now.
Beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was really excited about the way that turned out exactly how I had envisioned it in my head. So, yeah, I thought that was perfect way to start off the EP, really happy and just like people listening. The last thing they heard, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is happy.
Well, it's happy, but there's also an intimacy or a vulnerability in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Very touching.
I like how somebody on the video made a comment that says, what are you about throwing in harmonica? You said, we had a harmonica in the studio and it didn't make the final cut.
It's a true story. Yeah. So I play a little bit of harmonica and the producer in Nashville had me write a little blip for it. We did it over a Zoom call and he's like, that is beautiful. Bring it. We're cutting it. So I drove to Nashville with my guitar and my harmonica. And when we got there, we're like, no, it doesn't need it.
Oh.
So it almost made the cut, but not quite.
It's a game time decision.
It was literally, I had it in my pocket. We were in studio and it was just like, man, it's magic without it.
So really, so that's where you're like, you felt like a harmonica might ruin that magic?
It felt like it might have been a little too much. You don't want to do too much. I think the least amount is best, but that's different for everybody. Everybody has their taste, but yeah.
If anything, it would be in the outro.
Yeah.
If you were going to throw a harmonica in there, the outro would be where it would.
Yeah. We were actually going to throw it in on another single on this EP. We were going to do it on a piece of If He Loves You For You, which is like a slow little ballad, and just throw like in this sexy harmonica thing as well. And we decided on that one, man, it's too intimate to throw in harmonica. So it just got X-nayed the whole way through.
Yeah. I love harmonica. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say sexy harmonica.
It would be.
That's awesome.
Now you know, it could totally be sexy. Yeah. You get the right tone. Absolutely.
Wow.
That's another t-shirt right there. Sexy harmonica.
Sexy harmonica player.
Sexy harmonica player. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's it. Yeah.
FM 2.0 and on the back, oh, sexy harmonica player.
There you go. I love it.
Oh, I love it.
Stormy's like, who invited me to this conversation?
He's like, oh my God, I'm two boys here. So another song we want to talk about, Dean, I think this is your note or Stormy's, Don't Make Me Choose. I said, I love this song. And you said, out of these songs here, I would have to say this is my favorite. Smoky, bluesy kind of vibe. Was that you?
That was me.
That was you,
Stormy? That was me.
Yeah. Good choice.
Smoky, bluesy kind of vibe.
I like it.
See? Smoky, bluesy. Well, let's play a little bit of this song here. I love this one too. This is Don't Make Me Choose. So I'm going to hit mute here again. Those who want to hit mute themselves, you can, or I will do it right now. This is Don't Make Me Choose. And whoop, there's the screen. Here we go. Oh, well, maybe make sure too that I got the audio right. I do. Okay, so I think we're good. Here it is. Listen, I don't want to play the whole song because
wow.
Buy it. I know, right?
Yeah.
Holy.
You know, that's got a vibe like if you've ever listened to some of Janis Joplin's tracks where she's not using her rough voice, but her clean, her sultry voice. That's got that kind of soul. Wow.
Thank you so much. What a compliment. I'll take that.
Wow.
It's funny, Stormy, it's funny you say it's got like a smoky vibe to it. My original thought and what I had sent the producer when I wrote it was, I imagine sitting at a bar stool in the middle of a smoky bar and just me and an acoustic guitar playing. And then we kind of built these ideas on top of it in the studio. But that was my original idea was, man, that could be so soulsy and just yeah, like bar vibe.
That's what I had in my head too. It's like she's just sitting there and just smoke in the air and yeah, and you're at last call and this is what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah. That's where the inspiration came from for sure.
Oh
yeah.
It's such
excellent use of reverb. Great job.
Yeah. And you know what it reminded me of is what I loved about the Beatles, Don't Let Me Down. Right. It has that, like the way that don't let me down, you could almost throw in some harmonies in there with you too.
Yeah.
But man, what a song that is. Yeah. So
thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I like that one too.
It keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better. How?
It does. Yeah. It's an infomercial. We're going
to wait.
Wait, there's more. You can get this all for $9.99.
Yes. Call now and you get to hear part of I Hate the Way.
That's it.
I hate throwing free sham wows.
Yes. Mr. Pillow, you get two pillows if you call now.
No, I can't afford that. The Don and Dean will provide a free pillow. Yes. I'll give you the song.
We're going to have FM 2.0 pillows.
Guys, I mean, geez, it's so amazing.
All right, we've got five left. Judy from New York just bought her. She said that's she loves
right.
it.
That's yes, right. She loves it. Well, let's get into I Hate the Way. I'm going to we'll talk about this song when we're done playing it. This is another fantastic tune. And I want to go to 44 seconds of this. Here we go.
The way you just
Sancho and Johnny there at the end, or in the bridge there. You know what Sancho and Johnny is? I hope.
I do.
You do. That has a down.
Yeah, that one's almost like a little pocket of a surprise in the EP. Nobody expects a little doo-wop in the middle of like an Americana EP.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. But lyrically, that seemed like a personal song.
Say that again.
That lyrically, that felt like a very personal song.
Oh, absolutely. I think any song that you're willing to put this much effort and money and time, I mean, it's got to mean a lot for me anyway. I'm not going to put something that was like a half-hearted song on there.
Well, I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
It's like you just hate the way that this happens, but then you can't let that person go.
Exactly. Yeah. You wish you could hate them even just a little bit. It would make things so much easier.
Why can't I hate you?
Why? Oh, just wish. Yeah. I think everybody can think of that one person that fits that category for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If He Loves You For You is another one. And Stormy, is this your note too?
Yes.
You want to talk about it?
Yes. Okay. So this song, I think any woman that is getting ready to stay like in a partnership, committed relationship, or get married, they should do a review of this song. Just listen to it. Review your thoughts first. And then.
I like that. I like that review.
Yeah.
Stormy really listened to that one.
I love it.
That really resonated. Talk about writing that song.
Oh, man. Okay, so I think I'm going to say this about all five of them, but this one's one of my favorites. It has, you talked about this at the last song, it has a lot of personal value to me, personal meaning. Whenever I play it live, I always think about my nieces. I've got two young nieces. One of them just turned 15, which just makes me sick. But she's starting to drive, and she's got a boyfriend that she's crazy about. And then the younger one, when I look at them and when I see them, I see these perfect beings that can do no wrong, right? And so I just think, man, I pray with everything that I have that they find someone that sees them the way that I see them, which is valuable and worthy, and that they don't settle for less.
Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like Stormy said, I was hoping that this would become some kind of anthem or some kind of wedding song, because it really does for me stand for what a relationship should look like, whatever that looks like for you, what a commitment looks like. Like, they should love you and they should put you first, and it should be free of pride and just love first.
I've noticed in the videos, though, that it's all little girls and their dads, it seems like. Right?
It starts out that way. So I did that on purpose because it starts out, and I think Stormy could relate to this as well, as a little girl, your dad is it, right? You worship the ground that he walks on, and right. he treats you the way you hope, the way that you want your future spouse to treat you. And so then if you, as you watch the video progress, it turns into older women with, or, you know, with men in relationships. So it starts out with the dad, because I feel like that's incredibly crucial, watching a good, beautiful relationship and learning how to manifest that into your own relationship later. So that was very much that's on right. purpose.
Yeah. Well, you got it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it resonated with me when I was watching that at the beginning of the video.
Because, yeah, I'm glad you noticed that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I think that it's an important part is that, you know, I don't think maybe, I know, Dean, you've got two daughters. I'm sure that hits you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? So I think you've hit on something here, Townsend, with this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
This, If He Loves You For You, is the song. So now with that background in it, let's listen to a little bit of the song. And again, you saw the video is, like I was talking about, it's going to start off with little girls in the video with their dads. And then I'll skip ahead to show the progression like we talked about here, because I think it's important. So here's the beginning. It's you. You wrote an anthem, Townsend. Whether you knew it or not, you did it. What a song.
Yeah.
That's thank you. Thank you so much. Very Dean, powerful. Are you crying?
You know what?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sensitive. It's moving. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You did your job as a songwriter there, Townsend.
Yes. I mean, if it didn't make anyone cry, it made me cry. When I play that song every time, I'm like, gosh, I just love that song.
Oh, believe me, it could have. And last week, it definitely would have made me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There are just moments when it speaks out a little bit more. What's the inspiration behind that song? You know, John Mayer, Daughters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, man, that song hit me so hard when I heard it. And that's kind of what I think of watching back that video of, it doesn't matter if you're a dad or a daughter or in a relationship or getting married, it all kind of speaks to you some way, somehow, on how you should treat your little girl or your partner or your companion, whatever that looks like. It's just pretty universal.
Yeah. I'm just muting you temporarily, Stormy. Echo. Not doing up. There you go.
Even the cats are like fighting, and I keep unmuting it, and so I just like I want to be here.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's get it. We have one more to do.
That is
I basically covered your EP.
I love it. Yeah.
You see that? did the homework, and now we're going to get into the title track of the EP, which I think is fascinating that you put the title track at the end.
I did. I wanted to end on a big note.
You did. It's, you know, I know that most artists put songs in order for a reason.
Absolutely. There's a lot of thought process that goes into that.
Right. So what made you put Broken last and it became your anthem to the album or the EP, I should say, title?
Yeah. I mean, I really think this album was, like I said earlier, I mean, there were just years of molding, remolding and rebranding myself, whatever that's looked like for me, figuring myself out again, loving myself so that I could love other people better. And I think, gosh, Broken just really stood out to me. And I wrote a song that with the title, and I thought, man, that is what these last few years have been like. I feel like that is what this EP stands for, is just the new and improved Townsend, and like these sounds of healing rather than grieving, which is what people have heard in the past. And so I thought it was the perfect way to summarize the healing process and what that looked like as far as songwriting went. And then I chose it as the last song because, like I said, I wanted people to go through this like series of emotions. Like you start off and with Let's Sneak Out, like, okay, this is how my healing looked like. You know, it got to be fun and relationships. And then I learned how loving other people look like. And then I learned that you really wish you could hate people at certain times. And then you get to Broken, where, you know what? I got trauma, I'm broken, but I'm okay. And every person in the world is the exact same way. So I wanted to end on that note just to be powerful and people to be able to relate a little bit.
That makes sense. I like it.
I wonder if it'll show here. So Dean, if you could see that, you see how the okay is in there?
Yeah.
That's so clever. That needs to be, you need to make merch, Townsend. I'm telling you.
I do.
That is so awesome. Like I would wear that.
Well, I need to get you one. I need to get a jersey that says Broken.
Broken.
What are we doing?
FM 2.0. We're just going to trade merch around.
I love it.
Yeah, we are. But let's play this here. This is the title track of the EP. And it's available. Go get it. Townsend works hard. She's always got gigs going on. And check this out. Is that you doing the high part too?
It is.
Woo, girl. I'm telling you what. Where'd that come from?
Thank you. There was a lot of feeling written behind these five songs, I can tell you that. And this was the one I could actually like belt out. So the producer was like, girl, just do it. Just let it out.
Yeah, I can tell there's a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion behind all of them.
Absolutely, yes. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm broken, but I'm okay.
I'm broken, but I'm okay. I thought one of the coolest lines in there.
That's no thanks to you, but that's
exactly. It says, yeah, it says that's no thanks, but thanks to you. So no thanks, you made me go through all that, but also thanks to you because here I am.
Wow.
Look at you. Lyrical gymnastics going on.
Man, isn't that right? Thanks. I'm going to write that down. Can I write that down?
Lyrical gymnastics.
Yeah. Don called me lyrical gymnast.
A lyrical gymnast, right?
Yes. I like just that.
Somersaults in her verses. I love it.
I love that. Could you write my bio?
Yes.
So how do you describe your style? Because there's definitely a combination of there's an R&B in there and there's some country in there.
Yeah.
It's a great mix.
Thank you so much. It's funny you said that. A lot of people have asked what my genre would be, and I'm not really sure. I've had a lot of people say it sounds very soul and R&B. Like you said, that's not really what I go for. It's just kind of how it comes out. A lot of people classify it as Americana country a little bit. So I just tell people it kind of is what it is. It just, whatever comes out, it's just Townsend. So it's really hard to put it in one genre. And I hate, you guys probably know when you distribute it on Spotify, you have to pick a genre. And I can't, I don't know. I don't even know what it is. The producer doesn't know what it is. It just is Townsend. It's kind of a mix of things that have influenced me throughout the years.
So you're saying Townsend's a genre?
Absolutely. It is now.
Yeah. Well, what genre are you? I'm Townsend.
I am Townsend. Yeah. I think my bio says something like, if you like country, if you like a little soul, if you like a little twang, there'll be something in there for you.
It does. It's got the heart of country, but the soul of like 70s R&B. I mean, it's cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, Townsend. I mean, I wouldn't have sent you a jersey if you weren't good.
I take that to heart. Thank you so much. A lot of people in Arkansas have seen that jersey walk around. I just want you
that's
to know.
That's so awesome. That's what I mean. We're going to get you the FM 2.0 stuff.
Oh, don't play. I will 100% wear it. I need to get y'all a Townsend shirt. As soon as I get some back in stock,
I'll get broken. I'm telling you, get a broken logo. I will wear that everywhere.
Yes. I'm going to redo it. So I made a limited edition for the people that helped with the Kickstarter. And they loved them. So I need to do another edition. I'm gonna have to work on that.
Put broken and on the back, but I'm okay. Or what was it? Or you said no thanks to you. No, thanks. I think I'm broke, like broken. Well, it's actually in the word itself.
I like it in the word, yeah.
That's fine. You don't have to explain it. You don't even have to explain
it. Maybe it'd just be a conversation starter.
And by the way, Dean, if you ever get a chance, she did a cover of Mr. Brightside.
Nice.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so different. For a second, you want to hear it real quick? Her cover of Mr. Brightside?
If he said no, I'd get my feelings hurt.
No,
I'm good. Let's not.
It's at time. we're at time. That's why. I mean,
I want to hear it.
But because we went over time, but okay. No. It's not your fault. It's me. I talk too much.
It's not you. It's me.
It's no thanks, but thanks to you.
That's it. Great. Townsend's got an album coming out just about me, with Taylor Swift. They're like, things about Don. Like he missed a gig because of him. Song.
That's right. He owes me lots of money.
I do. Oh, when she wrote that to me, I was devastated. I was
wow.
It was not meant to hurt your feelings, I could promise. I was explaining why it was so hard to get back on.
No, I know. yes. Oh, Grizz, where you been, man? He wrote, her songs are amazing.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
Where's he been all night? I haven't checked the messages. Maybe.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to make it.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to a little Mr. Brightside. You want to talk about an original take on a great song? Here we go. This is Mr. Brightside, the Townsend edition. We featured it last time she was on. Here we go.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. I got up and down, because I want it all. Started out with keys, did it in my veins. It's only kiss. Falling asleep, she's calling a cow. He's having a smoke, she's taking the drag now. The
going to bed. My stomach is sick, but it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now they go. I just can't look. It's killing me. Taking control. Jealousy turning saints into the sea. Swell me through sick lullabies. Choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is caught. Open up my eager eyes.
God almighty. I'm not saying this because you're here, Townsend. I prefer that to the original. I swear to God, I do.
Thank you. I love that.
I love it because I'm a big fan of people taking songs and showing that they can translate to acoustic. You know, last week, I think I posted the question asking people how they would feel about seeing Rush as an acoustic act. And I actually love the idea because I think you could translate a lot of the songs as an acoustic that works. I know for a fact because I did an acoustic version of Limelight, but there was a while there I was challenging myself. Limelight, Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice, yeah. Depeche Mode song. And once again, right there, you took a very high energy song and you provided it an acoustic version. It works beautifully.
Thank you so much. We've actually, just between me and y'all and all the listeners that you've had, our project that we're in the works with, that it just takes so much time. We want to do an acoustic album, just covers. Because I spent a lot of my gigs, I mean, I do hours of covers that I've completely transformed into my own taste. And I have had, I can't tell you how many messages people like Mr. Brightside. And that was just because I had so many people bug me to record it because I play it live just like that. And so listeners want to hear it and they want to be able to stream it and record it. It just takes so much time when you're trying to get original songs out. So it is definitely on the to-do list. I have a list of probably 1,000 songs I can cover and just make my own. So it's on the list.
Let me tell you that the way you do that, I have a friend who would cover Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd on acoustic. Yeah. And it blew me away. Like, I actually preferred it to the Pink Floyd version because it was so stripped down and Have a Cigar in a way he could do the vocal. And on an acoustic, and I was like, sometimes you can just take a song and make it magical, like you did with Mr. Brightside. What's another? Give me another one you make your own completely. That's a popular.
I think my most popular song is KT Tunstall, Black Horse. So it's like incredibly upbeat and fast, and she's got all these instruments, but I do it by myself acoustic and everybody knows it. And so it gets people turning around like, okay, that sounds familiar. But I think that's one that definitely makes people turn around and look. And then it's always fun to throw a little rap in there. Like you said, you know, like Gin and Juice. I love doing a little Hey Ya, which has been a lot of people have done that one before. I like doing 99 Problems. That one's fun.
No way. You can do
absolutely.
On acoustic?
On acoustic. I make sure there are no children in the room, but yeah, I covered that one.
What's that, Stormy?
That's my theme, 99 Problems.
I think a lot of people can relate to that one. Yeah, we all got a few of them.
Yep.
On the acoustic cover of Gin and Juice, I used a slide whistle.
Yes. I love that so much. That is awesome.
That's fantastic. Well, Townsend, thank you. I redeem myself.
I apologize. I feel like it is a-okay. Hey, we made it as a little later than we wanted it to be, but
yeah,
that's thanks, but no thanks to you. I mean, that's no kidding.
See.
Okay, I'm done using that reference. That's okay.
No.
We sent Grizz over to check on him. He was curled up in a fetal position under the desk, rocking back and forth. He was pretty distraught.
Yes.
No, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for reaching out and wanting me back on. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna send you stuff.
It makes my day when I get stuff. So I would love it. When I get new shirts made, I'm gonna shoot you a message.
All right.
See, the Grizz says true story.
True story. Yes.
True story. It's okay, man.
Fetal position.
It's okay.
What gauge picks do you use on stage, Calvin?
I like light picks.
Light picks. There we go.
Is that what you use?
I do.
I'm one of the only ones.
No.
We're going to have FM 2.0 picks made.
No way. Yeah. Oh, that is awesome.
Send you a bunch and you can give them to people.
Oh, please do. I find that
I can feel the strings better. The only downside is, you know, they shred. So you get them for a couple songs, but I like them.
I like them. Mine bend. So after like two shows, they look more like a U, but I love them. There's something about, like you said, I feel like I'm closer to the guitar. It's the closest thing to finger picking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are weird. We're like the only two people that use light.
I know. I'm shocked. A lot of rock guitarists are like, oh no, I like the heavy. I'm a huge Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. He loved thick and heavy. Yes. That's fine. You can choke up on them and you can still get the same rigidity of a heavy pick.
Yeah.
But then you step back and you can get the flexibility. Yeah, I dig them. They're flexible. Yeah. They're handy.
Well, it's like with Steve, we had Steve Hackett on and he's like, he put nylon strings on his electric guitar, didn't he?
He did. And we talked about that because I put nylon strings on a string that was an acoustic that was really meant for steel strings.
Yeah, because it's even like barbed wire sometimes. So the way he plays those.
He liked the feeling of the pop, the way that nylons feel and their texture and the way they pop. Yeah.
That is awesome. I love it.
He's original.
So, yay, another thin pick player.
That's me. I love it. Yeah, absolutely. That is so cool. I love that y'all are getting us made. Y'all are literally going all out.
We're going all out.
The thin picks. That's our new side project. The thin picks. That'll be our cover band that we'll do Townsend.
Yeah, hit me up.
The thin picks.
Yeah, I want to be part of that band. Yeah. The thin picks. Stormy's like, get me out.
Yeah, get me out of here. It's already too late. It's already too late. All right, Townsend, thank you. Thanks everybody that was watching. Everybody, there are a lot of people hung in there all night long.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Stormy.
Pleasure. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Dawn. Everyone. Night. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Next week. Night, everybody.
See you guys.
Bye, Townsend. Night, night.